live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of high attendances as the Donegal Rally weekend gets underway. Meanwhile, a warning has been issued to all drivers and young people in particular not to take risks this rally weekend. The HSE has confirmed that it has shared the validation report, which uncovered further abuse at Argraine Court in Stranorder with Gardaí. And the government's decision not to restore cliff rescue services to Bombay Coast Guard Station has been criticised. And as mentioned, it's day one of the Donegal Dual International Rally.
And the leader after the opening six stages is Callum Devine in his Volkswagen Polo. He has a 5.8 second advantage over Matt Edwards with Alistair Fisher and... And the leading modified car is Kevin Gallagher in the Chariot by just 1 second at the end of day one. We'll have more in sport.
All that to follow, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport as mentioned, coming up with Kenny Harkin, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First news this evening, though, a man has been taken to hospital following a crash in the Manor Cunningham area. Gardaí are currently at the scene of the collision, which took place in the Dewish Hill area shortly before 4 o'clock this afternoon. The man, a pedestrian, has been transferred to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to his injuries, which at this time are believed to be serious but not life-threatening. No further information is currently available, and traffic in the area is at the moment heavy. Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of high attendances as the Donegal Rally weekend gets underway. The hospital continues to see high attendances at the ED, which is leading to significant wait times. The CLD University Healthcare Group says the hospital is in high escalation today as a result of the pressures. Bernadette Jameson has more.
On Tuesday, the hospital recorded a record high of 176 people through its emergency department, while yesterday 135 people presented. Once again, bed availability at the hospital is under pressure, resulting in long delays being experienced for people waiting on a bed. 19 patients are currently on trolleys in the emergency department. In addition, the hospital is seeing a significant increase in COVID-19 cases. As of 8 a.m. this morning, there were 27 patients with the virus being treated in the hospital, with one ward in outbreak. Some elective procedures have been postponed due to the ongoing pressure on bed availability. Celta says due to the large volume of people in the county over the weekend for the rally, the hospital is preparing for all eventualities.
Well, a warning has been issued to all drivers and young people in particular not to take risks this rally weekend. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group says there's a minority of people attending the rally this weekend that drive dangerously, unlike what they called the majority who are true motorsport fans. 4 people have lost their lives on Donegal roads so far this year, compared to 1 during the same period last year. Donegal County Council's Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says local communities don't want to see dangerous driving and disruption this weekend.
There is a cohort that attend the rally event in Donegal, and they have attended for the last number of years, even though there hasn't been a rally, especially last year, taking place. They attended, and the crowds... A lot of disruption to the local communities here in Donegal, especially around the Letterkenny area, and it's unwelcome and it's not wanted.
The Minister of State for Transport says nothing is off the table in relation to further government measures to address the cost of living crisis. Rallies are taking place in Sligo, Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway tomorrow afternoon, calling for additional measures to deal with rising inflation rates. The Cost of Living Coalition says measures to control energy costs and more investment in public services are needed to support struggling families. Minister Hildegard Nocton says she accepts government interventions taken so far haven't been enough.
This is a spiralling cost of living crisis, and we are, as a government, reviewing this, working on this. Obviously, the budget is coming up in the autumn, but nothing is off the table in relation to measures that may have to be taken in advance of that. And what we're doing is managing this now and reviewing it, working with our government colleagues to make sure that we are protecting those who are most vulnerable, but also those working families, the squeezed middle, who are trying to make ends meet also.
The Donegal County Councillor believes people should move on from the personal attacks witnessed in the Dáil yesterday. Despite ongoing spats between Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty and the Taoiseach, heated exchanges between the pair became deeply personal yesterday. Fine Gael councillor Barry Sweeney told today's 9 till noon show that while the incident was unfortunate, it's dominating the headlines over other important matters.
When there's no messing about, you get the work done. But what we are talking about today is something that happened over the course of a few minutes within a full day. And this is what's making the headlines, you see. This is what we're talking about today. There was obviously a whole lot of more stuff that was talked about and discussed.
But I'm not cutting across you, Barry, but that was not by accident. That was by design. This is the focal point. The latest questions is the focal point. And both of the gentlemen involved there, they were going for the headlines with a great deal of success. Do you know what I mean? So it's they that have taken our eyes off the rest of the day's work at the Dáil. Yeah. It's not us.
But it's unfortunate that that is the way it's gone, to get the clicks and to get the, you know, to get the headlines. And that's what I believe it is, that sort of nonsense is there. And what we really should be doing is focusing on the future. You know, I know it's important to know about the past. It's important to get to know our politicians and make an informed decision as to who we really trust and we really put our faith in to represent us as politicians, you know, going forward. I think that's really important. We need to know the past.
The HSE has confirmed that it has shared the validation report, which uncovered further abuse at Ardgrania Court in Stranorla, with Gardaí. The report contains information on abuse against residents at the facility carried out by 11 other residents between 1991 and 2002. It's in addition to the alleged abuse carried out by a resident known as Brandon at the same facility. In a statement, the HSE says they will meet with Gardaí once they have considered the report. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle in the Dáil renewed his calls for a public inquiry into the HSE management of disability services in Donegal and nationally. Disabilities Minister Anne Robert confirmed that communication between herself and the HSE is ongoing.
We've seen in media reports in the last week a new investigation report into the HSE abuse in residential services in Donegal. We now see, shockingly, that 10 more perpetrators, along with Brandon, have carried out up to 40 incidents of abuse. What is even more shocking is that these incidents were all on file with the HSE. So management knew about them, just like Brandon as well. I think that needs to sink in, Tánaiste. The HSE was aware of all these incidents of abuse. Families were not told, and I know that some families were only to find out this week. So will your government now ensure that there is a fully independent public inquiry into the management of disability services in Donegal and nationally as a matter of urgency?
Just earlier today I had a meeting with the HSE to bring me up to date on that validation report. I've sought further information which they're coming back to me in the next 10 days, and I'll keep the House updated.
A woman arrested earlier this week as part of an ongoing operation targeting organised crime, human trafficking, organised prostitution and money laundering has been released. Gardaí from the Human Trafficking Investigation and Coordination Unit at the Garda National Protective Services Bureau that carried out the arrest on Wednesday morning have released the woman without charge. A file is now being prepared for the DPP. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing. A man arrested in Letterkenny as part of the same operation appeared before Fallcarragh District Court on Wednesday morning. The Taoiseach says the recommendation to grant Ukraine EU candidate status is historic. The country applied in February after the Russian invasion, and the European Commission today granted initial approval. However, it will likely take a number of years for Ukraine to be officially accepted. Delivering a speech in the colours of Ukraine's flag, the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen welcomed the country to be the European dream.
Ukraine has already implemented roughly 70% of the EU acquis, that is the rules, the standards and the norms.
The government's decision not to restore cliff rescue services to Bombay Coast Guard Station has been criticised. The cliff rescue service was removed a number of years ago, and the provision of cliff rescue services in Donegal is currently provided by the Greencastle, Mulroy and Killybegs Coast Guard units. The Department of Transport confirmed there are no plans to reinstate the facility in Bombay and added that there is an ability to transport any of the three units in the county. However, Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Aspig says removal of the service from Bombay was a shameful cost-cutting measure and called for it to be reinstated.
This issue is ongoing for the last good number of years, where the government shamefully made a decision to withdraw part of the service from Garda Costa in one rig, the cliff element of that service, solely to save pennies. I've been consistently raising this. What the government and Thomas Pringle on my behalf as well, on the behalf of the community, to try to get that service reinstated. We have a fantastic, dedicated volunteer force in Bombeg, and I thought at the time that it was disrespectful to their valuable time and skills by taking it away, but also disrespectful to our community. What we need now is the service to be replaced. West Donegal in particular is very much earmarked as an adventure tourist hotspot, and also we have a huge number of locals who participate in cliff climbing or coastal walking, and if anything was to happen to them, we have to wait for quite a long time waiting for other services to come and do the rescue. We have trained, capable and able staff in Bombeg who are second to none, and we need this service replaced. If you were stuck in one of the caves or hanging off ropes off one of our cliffs or sea stacks, seconds counts, and this is absolutely disgraceful.
Donegal and Derry are twinning with Great Britain as part of a new tourism initiative. Tourism Ireland is rolling out a new twinning initiative this year, which involves overseas markets twinning with a specific region or area in Ireland. Emma Ryan has more.
Donegal and Derry are set to twin with Great Britain as part of a new summer tourism plan by Tourism Ireland. The twinning was revealed at Tourism Ireland's June board meeting, which took place yesterday in Harvey's Point. The twinning aims to promote the North West in 2022 and will see Tourism Ireland in Great Britain placing a special focus on the area. Donegal also features prominently on Tourism Ireland's international website Ireland.com, which attracted more than 23 million unique views in 2019. Donegal's landscapes and attractions are also highlighted through Tourism Ireland's social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and YouTube. The twinning is expected to last for the remainder of 2022.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening, and we're going to start, as you'd expect, with motorsport and the dual Donegal International Rally. It's day one with six stages today. We'll find out what has been happening over the first day. We'll hand you over to Oisin Kelly.
Keep pace with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally live on Highland Radio in association with Paul's Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, there's One for the Road, the Tumbling Baddies and Mark McCabe.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Day one coming to a close as the we see out the opening day's action on the return of the dual Donegal International Rally. And after 79 kilometres over six very competitive stages and highly entertaining motorsport, it's Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in their Volkswagen Polo GTI R5 that lead by 5.8 seconds going into day two tomorrow. They won four of today's six stages. The first of those was nearly by 8 seconds. But after that, Devine and the man who sits in second from Wales, three-time British Rally champion Matt Edwards, have had a huge ding-dong battle. Edwards with his co-driver David Moynihan in their Citroën C3, which they only sat in for the first time on Wednesday night. It's owned by Darren Gass. He's given it to Edwards for Donegal. And Edwards has been finding his feet with the Citroën, and he took almost 3 seconds out of Devine on the last stage just outside Buncrana, the second run over Mouldy Hill. But it's well poised at the front between those two, with Devine ahead of Edwards. Alistair Fisher's hanging on to the top three, himself and Gordon Noble also in a polo, set 34.9 seconds adrift off the leading duo. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes did a better tyre choice in the second half, and they found pace as well, the second half being the second loop today. Moffat with a 7.29 on Mouldy Hill, which was a really, really quick time. The championship leaders on the Tarmac Series are sitting in fourth position overall ahead of day two, just 4 seconds adrift of Alistair Fisher. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson also in a polo. They sit fifth overall, have had some good times today, some strong times and performances there by the visitors. So we've got two Welsh drivers in the top five positions at the end of day one. Outside of the top five, we've got a big battle in the WRCs, the Fiesta WRCs. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, the defending champions, well, they are sitting sixth overall and just 4.3 seconds ahead of seventh place Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in a similar WRC Fiesta. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson are eighth overall in the R5 Fiesta, And then the top 10 has been wrapped up by the leader in the modified section. And he's a Donegal man. It's a Donegal pairing. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore over the course of the last two stages at the end of day one on a blistering pace. They move to the front of the modified section in the Darien T90 GTR. They sit in 10th position overall and have just a 1.7 second advantage over James Stafford and Thomas Skellen in a similar Darien T90 car. It's going to be amazing to watch that battle tomorrow morning, first time out on Cairn Hill. Damien Turish and Donal McAlaney, 12th overall, 3rd in the modified section. They, of course, led for 4 of today's 6 stages, but the Darien's moving to the 4 in the latter part of the afternoon. Damien is 3.6 seconds adrift of Stafford there. So the rest of the top 20 is made up of Donegal man David Kelly in a Fiesta in 13th, Endo O'Brien in a Volkswagen Polo 14th, Joseph 15th overall, Declan Gallagher in the Starlet, sitting in 16th, Ryan Lachlan in 17th, Gary Kern 18th, and Seamus Leonard 19th, by Daniel McKenna. The bulk of those, of course, are all modified machinery. The situation at the moment, where the day's rallying has come to an end, they've completed stage 6. Everybody's just stuck in traffic now, Kenny, making their way back to the service area at the old Unified plant, and then they'll go to from the ATU, forming one as the That'll bring a close to the day. Chris Ashmore is at service, and we'll have some reaction pieces for you on our website, HighlandRadio.com, shortly. Chris will also be along with another app just after the news at 6 o'clock. So as we hand back to the studio, there's an enthralling battle at the front on day one of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, and it's a Derryman who leads the way ahead of a Welshman, Callum Devine, in front of Matt Edwards. There's 5.8 separate in them as they go to day 2 tomorrow.
Highland's coverage of day 1 of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Voodoo Venue Letterkenny. Playing live tonight Friday, there's Sillerbill and in Gasworks, DJ Conor Donnelly.
Thanks very much there to Oisin Kelly. Apologies about some of the audio there. Obviously, a bit of a struggle coming up the road from Newton Cunningham there. Well, elsewhere in golf today, Seamus Power's level par with 4 holes remaining in his second round at the US Open. Shane Lowry has 6 left to play. He's 5 over par and is struggling to make the cut. 3 under is still leading the way. Rory McIlroy starts at 3 under. He tees off at 6:25 Irish time. So a big weekend ahead for McIlroy. And Leona Maguire's moved to 6 under par with 3 to play in her second round at the Meyer Classic. Stephanie Meadows level par and play on the 17th. Jennifer Kupcho leads the way in Michigan on 13 under par on the LPGA. Well, in soccer, there's a meeting of the top 2 and a pair of Dublin derbies in the SSE or Tristy Premier Division as it resumes tonight. Shamrock Rovers, they hold an 8-point lead over Dundalk ahead of tonight's game at Oriel Park. Bohemians welcome Shelburne to Dalymount and St Pat's, they play UCD. And after a disappointing run of form before the break, Derry City have a big game again tonight. They entertain Drogheda United. That one's at the Brandywell tonight. Tomorrow night, Fun Harps there in action. They travel to the showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers, who have a new manager in charge. So it'll be an interesting game. That one will have full commentary of that one with Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle from 7:45 kickoff time tomorrow night. Just news in the Kennedy Cup today. It finished Donegal 2, Midlands 3. That was in the plate final today. Disappointing result for Donegal, but they finished 6th overall in the Kennedy Cup, which was a fantastic performance. And Southampton, they have completed the signing of Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu. The 20-year-old leaves Manchester City for an initial fee of €14 million and has signed a 6-year contract at St Mary's. City have inserted a buyback option into the deal and will receive 20% of any future sales. And Liverpool, they've agreed to sell Sadio Mane to Bayern Munich. And in the All County Leagues this weekend, there's action tonight and over the weekend. Tonight in Division 1, Clochanilly, they play Naoimh Connell. Glenfinn play Bundoran. In the Hurling, Sean McCool's, they play Buncrana. The Setanta, they play Burt. and Kieran Donagh play Dunloe. And in the Junior Championship, it's four Masters up against Setanta. Sean McCool's, they play Burt. And a big weekend again for the Donegal ladies, the All-Ireland Senior Ladies Championship, Group 2, Round 2. They're in Clane and County Kildare this weekend. Donegal, they play Cork. And Team Ireland in cycling, Team Ireland's Adam Ward won today's third stage of the Ras Tallaght into Listenverna. Dara Feely takes the overall leader's yellow jersey from Lewis Sutton. Don't forget, there'll be more from the Donegal International Rally throughout the evening, but for the moment, that's your sport. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, a mix of clear spells and some scattered clouds, staying mostly dry this evening and tonight, with clear spells developing and lowest temperatures of 9 or 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening: a man has been taken to hospital following a crash in the Manor Cunningham area. Gardaí are currently at the scene of the collision, which took place in the Dewish Hill area shortly before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of high attendances as the Donegal Rally weekend gets underway. The hospital continues to see high attendances at the ED, which is leading to significant wait times. The HSE has confirmed that it has shared the validation report, which uncovered further abuse at Argraine Court in Stranorlar, with Gardaí. The report contains information on abuse against residents at the facility carried out by 11 other residents between 1991 and 2002. And the government's decision not to restore cliff rescue services to Bombay Coast Guard Station has been criticised. The cliff rescue service was removed a number of years ago, and the provision of cliff rescue services in Donegal is currently provided by the Greencastle, Mulroy and Killybegs Coast Guard units. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Next with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Preve Skelty. Falsiu Taraskal Vliantul Don Vlian Shoy Hart and Commissioner Changa and Chacht and Shaw. Gerer and Commissioner Renew Lian Omlan. The Shartgate Fies of Shart, Nyaran Leshan Offig and Nuri, Medu the Fiha Fuingad, a Kuru Fuin of Raju, Arubanuri. When Ain Kuigu Defishan, La Haspa Servishi in Yeriget, Lilina Panjama COVID and EJEG, Aspa Servishi, Edugrivaha Ave her foiling Yeriget, Konya Vaxinia a Coronaria Erlina Augusalehij, Luiter an Act Changa Lassiha Nua a Rihu in Yerun Nabliana Shoy Hart, Gal and Commissioner Ronan O'Donnell, Godorhi Offigsege, Fui More Actus Fashnesha Augus Fasakta Publi. Amach contabucht an acta changa a chorus corum fobble, agus colacti publi congome lian medihe servicia aver foil difa engeliga. Jirith her arage an aim ar farachain an commissioner changa sa turiscal vliantol, comai agus an ober wanaturukta a corubi greach, ar colacti publi macasoil ronijahish. And Forest Taija Edgehus Ugus RTE. Tan agriot a culture crutch erin eg alvu kyol kurma eran inye vig shaw inu, a shartel la jeg egalter lani canon dera, beskoich na gyoltery exchenium ugus a gen of Kaluru, erin clarsha ugus an star a winyan lish egondi gara ugus quiga olu, as kyol kurum regunia e shot the hudge crutch erin ugus lish and derry harp ensemble. Clare Shuri Oga, McLean Olskull Olu, Michael Rooney, August Njerifur Henry, Exchenium, Erin Ihe. Shin Machodsha, Eli Golier, Slan, August Barakt.
Obituary notices for Friday evening, June 17th. The death has taken place of Peter McGinley, High Glen, Carrigart. His remains will repose at the residence of his daughter, Mary and Kevin Green, Cheer Lohan, Carrigart. From 7 p.m. this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m, travelling via High Glen to arrive at the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m, and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Cunningham, Cashel, Glen Toher, Ciarán Donnell. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for service in the Hill Head Presbyterian Church at 3 p.m. Burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Hill Head Presbyterian Church and Motor Neuron Disease. The death has occurred of Pat Gallagher, 21 Maharakil Road, Ahearn. Pat's remains are reposing at the home of his brother and sister-in-law, Denny and Rosemary Gallagher, 70 Ballymongan Road, Ahearn. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahearn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Day Kirsten, Sleeve Buck, Ballyholy, Rafo. Private funeral service at his late residence tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. with interment afterwards to Ramohi Parish Church Graveyard, Main Street, Manor Cunningham, arriving at approximately 3:15 p.m. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Association, Donegal branch, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Patrick Bun Gallagher, Mulla Derg, Kincashla. Patrick's remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening with rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.